Can we actually slow the progression of type 1 diabetes after diagnosis? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The FDA has approved an expanded indication for teplizumab, marking a significant milestone in the treatment of type 1 diabetes. The approval allows use of the therapy in certain children and adolescents recently diagnosed with stage 3 type 1 diabetes, making it the first treatment designed to modify the disease process after clinical diagnosis rather than simply replacing insulin. The approval is based on data demonstrating that teplizumab can preserve endogenous insulin production by slowing autoimmune destruction of pancreatic beta cells by targeting CD3 positive T cells involved in the autoimmune attack. The therapy helps maintain remaining beta cell function and prolongs the body's ability to produce its own insulin. Researchers say preserving beta cell function after diagnosis has long been a major goal in type 1 diabetes management because residual insulin production is associated with improved glycemic control and reduced risk of complications. The decision follows earlier evidence showing that teplizumab could delay progression of stage 2 to stage 3 disease. Experts believe the expanded indication may accelerate screening efforts and further shift the field towards earlier intervention and disease modification in type 1 diabetes. In our next story, we learn about a major diabetes study published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal that reports new evidence that continuous glucose monitoring may improve outcomes in patients with type 2 diabetes receiving basal insulin therapy. The free DM2 trial enrolled more than 300 adults with type 2 diabetes who are being treated with basal insulin, along with newer agents such as SGLT2 inhibitors and GLP-1 receptor agonists. Patients assigned to real-time, continuous glucose monitoring achieved significantly greater reductions in hemoglobin A1C compared with those using traditional fingerstick glucose monitoring. Importantly, the benefits were observed during both self-management and clinician-supported treatment phases, suggesting that continuous glucose monitoring may help patients make more informed day-to-day decisions while also supporting therapeutic intensification. Investigators say the findings strengthen the case for expanding access to continuous glucose monitoring beyond patients with type 1 diabetes and intensive insulin regimens. And finally, a major study published in the New England Journal of Medicine and presented at the European Hematology Association Congress suggested that bispecific antibodies may soon play a much larger role in earlier treatment of multiple myeloma. The Phase 3 Monumental 3 trial evaluated teliquitamab combined with durvalumab with or without pomalidomide in patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma who had received at least one prior line of therapy. Both teliquitamab-containing regimens significantly improved progression-free survival compared with the standard regimen of durvalumab, pomalidomide, and dexamethasone. Investigators also reported substantially higher rates of complete response and measurable residual disease negativity. Teliquitamab targets GPRC5D, a novel protein expressed on myeloma cells, providing an alternative immunotherapy approach to currently available BCMA-directed therapies. Experts say the findings represent one of the strongest demonstrations to date that a bispecific antibody can outperform an established standard of care regimen in earlier relapse disease and could influence future treatment sequencing strategies throughout multiple myeloma care. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.